to a third of all Indiana Blood Center donations come from high school and college students, and many of those kids are on their break from school. Dr. Dan Waxman, chief medical officer for the Blood Center, says what compounds the situation is the potential they may have been exposed to Zika virus while away.
That can be transmitted in the blood. What our new deferral is, if you travel to Caribbean, Central South America, or Mexico, you have to be deferred 28 days after coming back.
Waxman says O negative, considered the universal blood type, is the most dangerously low, followed by O positive. He says times have changed and now more people than ever can donate.
If you're on blood pressure medication and it controls your blood pressure, you can be a donor. If you're a diabetic and you take medication for that, including insulin, and it controls your diabetes, you can donate. Even people who've had cancer and they have been treated and have been symptom-free and cancer-free for over a year, a good number of those people can be donors if they're in good health.
Waxman suggests going online to indianablood.org for donation locations around Indianapolis and the state. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.